The minimum salary for Arkansas teachers will be going up. On Monday, the governor signed into law legislation enabling that, and KUAR's Michael Hiblin was there.
Bill signing ceremonies are normally held in the governor's conference room, but this one was held just west of the Capitol at the Arkansas Department of Education.
This is a special occasion for Arkansas and all those that believe in education and the profession of teaching that is so critical to all that we want to do in the state of Arkansas.
Governor Asa Hutchinson was surrounded by lawmakers, educators, and college students preparing to become teachers. The minimum pay for teachers will be incrementally raised over 4 years, eventually reaching $36,000.
So I'm delighted today with this and where it puts Arkansas. Right now, without any changes, we're in the middle ranking of our surrounding states. But with this $4,000 increase, Arkansas will lead our surrounding states. And as a result of this, we will be able to better recruit teachers, encourage them to enter the profession, as well as to retain those quality teachers that we already have that we don't want to lose.
With that, Governor Hutchinson sat down at a table and signed the bill into law. Raising teacher pay had been a priority for the governor during this session. He credited Education Commissioner Johnny Key for determining how to make this possible and steering it through the legislature. Key said there are significant disparities in teacher salaries in school districts around the state.
It's a problem, especially in some of the districts that are at the bare minimum now, which, you know, we have a number that are just right at that $31,800, and they do have trouble. And sometimes what happens is they'll have a teacher that works with them for 2-3 years. They'll get trained, they'll get accustomed to being in a classroom, and then someone who can pay more is able to recruit them away. So we think this will help really mitigate some of that loss of teachers in some of our smaller, more rural districts.
But the additional cost on those districts has been a concern. After the ceremony, Governor Hutchinson noted that $60 million has been set aside to help districts that currently pay less than what the minimum will become.
But we wanted to help those smaller districts, the 150-some that are not complying with it now, help them along the way, so we set aside this money. In the future, and we're set, you know, for 4 years, we're going to be helping them, but eventually it's blended in to the adequacy increase, and this will have to be measured like everything else.
At the ceremony were several students in the education program at the University of Central Arkansas. Among them was Jaysalem Graham, who is on track to graduate next year.
I thought it was spectacular. You know, I mean, money was never an object to me when it came to teaching because I have a passion for it, but it is nice to know that people care about us enough to raise the salary, you know, because I've always heard people say they'll go into teaching if they got paid more. So I think this would be a nice way to recruit more people in to become teachers.
Michael Hiblin, KUAR News.